You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Isaiah chapter 35, verses 1 to 10. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. With the recompense of God, he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a hart and the tongue of the dumb sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not pass over it, and fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come up on it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. We began yesterday with the story of John preaching a baptism of repentance, coming from the wilderness and coming to the people. And here we see the prophet Isaiah speaking directly of the wilderness. He says that the wilderness will be glad. He says that the desert itself will bloom. He says that it shall have glory like Carmel and Sharon. Now, I have never been to Carmel and Sharon, but I have been to Lebanon, and I have to say that Lebanon is glorious. In just one day, you can swim in the sea, you can stand in beautifully warm temperatures on a beach, you can climb a mountain, and you can ski in the snow. It is beautiful, but it's also glorious. It displays something greater and bigger than mere beauty. It has a grand sweep in an actually relatively small place. I'm not surprised that the author of the book of Isaiah puts it along with Carmel and Sharon as an example of glory. But what's even more interesting is that Isaiah says that these physical places will become what they are not. They will change from being a desert into being a pool. That's not just having a stream of water. It's in fact changing completely what you are. It's completely physically changing. In fact, it's talking about the complete change that God wants in my heart when he calls me to repentance. He's calling me to be something that currently I am not. And second, the book of Isaiah goes on to describe not simply physical geographic change, but incredibly human change, or what we might think of as totally impossible human change. It says that the eyes of the blind will be opened and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. It's interesting that he doesn't say healed in either of those places, but rather the removal of a blockage or of something that had kept those eyes closed. And then it moves on to say that not only will the lame walk, but they'll leap, they will jump. And not only will those who are unable to speak talk, but they will actually sing. These are signs to show that a greater thing than simple healing is happening. These are changes, deep changes. And they respond not simply with pleasure, not simply with happiness, but they respond to these changes with joy. They respond to the glory, to the majestic sweep of the mountains of Lebanon. This is the change that God wants in my heart and yours as we begin to prepare to receive the coming King.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.